I remember the last time I ever went trick-or-treating. I was 10 or 11 years old. It was about the time that my friends usually stopped as well, but that was for different reasons. I personally loved it, and I can remember that I never wanted it to end. Collecting candy from strangers while dressing up in outrageous costumes was so much fun. We would try to see who could get the ugliest, bloodiest costume and scare all of the 6-year-old kids. That was until Pumpkinhead came around. I'm not talking about the movie. I don't even think I've seen that movie just because of the name. I'm talking about the real, honest-to-God, creepy-ass serial killer named Pumpkinhead. It was back in the mid-90s in our small little West Coast town. I'm not going to say the name of it in fear that it might be around. I say it because no one ever found Pumpkinhead. It's still out there, I think. It's now over 20 years later, and I still freak out because of this thing. We were all swinging our bags around like crazy, trying to keep the candy inside. We were loud. It was Peter, Joey, Frankie, Sage, and I. Sage was the only girl, but she loved to play baseball and football, just like the rest of us, at least until she had her first crush on a boy, and then she changed. But back then, we were like a crew. We were going from house to house to see who could collect the most candy. There was one house on the corner that no one ever went to. This was Old Man Al's house. No one ever went there. He was the crabbiest jerk on the block. He yelled at all of the kids and never turned on his lights. I had the unfortunate experience of living next door to the old guy. My mom called him Squidward because he was such a grump. One time, he yelled at us and told us we were the spawn from hell. That's when Mom started going off on him in a bad way. From then on, she told us to pay any attention to him and to call the cops if he ever stepped foot on our property. You know, as long as we were quiet after a certain time, she didn't mean any disrespect, but playtime is playtime. Well, Frankie wanted to know what the old man was like, and he wanted to knock on the old man's door just to see what would happen. But we all warned him not to do it. He didn't care. He was sick of the jerk yelling at all of us on our bikes. Whenever they came over to my house on their bikes and left them all over the yard, he would yell at us to clean them up and to shut up. Frankie had about enough of it and walked right up to the door. He knocked, but no one answered. He knocked again, and then the door cracked open. "What the hell do you want? Can't you see my light is not on? I have no candy for you little brats," Al yelled and slammed the door in Frankie's face, then yelled out the window, "Get the hell out of here!" We sat right on the curb and started laughing so hard. It was getting late and Mom wasn't home yet. I left my key at Frankie's house, so we figured we could all sit here on the curb and eat our candy while we waited. That is when we saw him. A man, I guess, in jeans and an old plaid shirt was walking toward us. I thought he had on a mask until he got closer, but as he got closer, it appeared that it was a jack-o'-lantern face on a pumpkin, except it looked like skin. He skipped by, then stopped and turned around and cocked his head sideways at us. Pete noticed it first. The pumpkin mask was dripping what looked like blood from the mouth. "Guys, that is no mask." Pete's voice trembled as he spoke. Pumpkinhead walked closer to us. The face of his mask had this terrible jagged grin on it, like someone had cut it with a crude knife into flesh. Then I realized it was flesh. He was wearing a face. The eyes were cut into triangles, showing his eyes through the skin and eyebrows. There was blood on the human mask, some of it dried and some still dripping. He smiled through the fake grin, and we could see his sickly gray teeth and gums. "Do you want some candy corn, little boys?" he said as he came closer. He jabbed his fists into his pocket, then pulled something out. I wanted to bolt, but my legs felt like jello. I couldn't stand. Pete was the first one to get up and pulled at my arm. Frankie was still staring. Pumpkinhead pushed his fist and tossed what looked like human teeth on the ground. I looked closer and I could see the jagged bloody roots where the teeth must have been ripped from their sockets, laying inches in front of me. Pete again tugged on my arm. Frankie was up and started running. Pumpkinhead grabbed my other arm and jerked it while Pete went flying face forward into the other direction. Frankie started screaming, and that is when Squidward came out of his house, yelling at all of us. Pumpkinhead let go of my arm and stared at Squidward. "Get the hell out of here, you stupid kid!" Squidward yelled at the monster. Pumpkinhead grabbed me by the hair and started pulling me toward Old Al's house. I kicked and screamed, but I couldn't get away. Pete was still face down on the lawn, and Frankie had long since disappeared. I scratched at this creep's arm, but he didn't let go until he stood face to face with Al. I dropped to the ground and heard something that sounded like metal scraping across Pumpkinhead's belt buckle. I looked up, and it was a big, bloody hunting knife. Al stepped back, and just then Frankie had come racing out of my house with one of my pellet guns and started shooting at Pumpkinhead. Old Al ran back into his house and opened the door, motioning for us to run inside. We didn't want to, but we had no choice. We all ran in, and he gave me the phone telling me to call 911 while he grabbed a hunting rifle from the counter in his kitchen. He dropped two shells into the gun while I screamed at the cops to hurry up. Al was ready to shoot if that thing came through the door. It never did. When the cops arrived, we found out that a couple had been murdered and dismembered a few houses down that night. The man's whole face and skin around his head removed. His wife's teeth were yanked with a pair of pliers. We learned from the news that they both were awake when it happened. Pumpkinhead was never found, nor was the face he stole from our neighbor. That was the last time I ever went trick-or-treating.
This is Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. Go to www.scarystorytime.com to listen to more scary stories. Happy Halloween.